A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A top SmackDown star is taking a bit of time off. We'll talk about who in a moment. Raw hosted a Hell in a Cell match last night for a very good reason. We'll get into it. Plus, NXT champions making their main roster debut this week. We'll get to that too. For Tuesday, June the 22nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Kevin Owens landed throat first on the bottom rope. That had to continue to do damage to the already injured throat. And now Sami Zayn, Haluva kick!
A revitalized Sami finding energy from somewhere.
Cover! Zayn with the win!
Wow!
Here is your winner, Sami Zayn!
You will not find a match much more physical than what we just witnessed. A relentless, a game, Kevin Owens, a courageous battle from KO tonight, but in the end, the throat injury caused 2 nights ago by Commander Aziz would allow Sami Zayn to take advantage. And as Sami Zayn said, karma tonight.
Cold justice in the name of a Haluva kick. 1, 2, 3. Sami Zayn gets the win over co-conspirator KO in his eyes.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, another battle for the ages in their seemingly never-ending rivalry. That went down at Hell in a Cell on Sunday. Kevin Owens taking the clean loss to Sami Zayn in the process as well. Obviously, they mixed it up at WrestleMania where we saw it the other way around. What next for Kevin Owens? Well, it looks like we may not be seeing him for a little while. He put out a tweet following Hell in a Cell saying, "I fought like hell. Now I need a little break. I'll be back soon. Thank you, guys." Kevin Owens has been consistent throughout, quote-unquote, the pandemic era of WWE. And it makes sense that maybe now he's taking a little bit of time away before everything gets properly back up and running. With tours coming back and wrestlers going back on the road, Kevin Owens has always let it be known how much of a family guy he is. Clearly wants to take a little bit of time to be with his family before hitting the road proper once again. So no doubt we'll see Kevin Owens back, I reckon, in time for SummerSlam. But a little bit of a break on the cards for our boy Kevin right now. And you know what? More than deserved. He's grafted during the pandemic.
The match tonight is going to be inside Hell in a Cell.
What? What?
No way. No way.
Don't accept this, Bobby.
Because
they rocks. New day rocks. New day rocks. New day rocks.
I got it.
Wow.
I accept.
Woods might be out, and now it's Lashley who is stalking.
MVP calling for the finish. Can he get it? Oh, speared him right in the chest.
And now the Hurt Lock. It's cinched in. And Xavier Woods, and Woods will tap.
An immediate submission. Here's your winner by submission, the almighty WWE Champion, Bobby Lashley.
MVP
locking himself inside the cell. Kofi's hightailing it to the other side, but
he can't get in and do anything.
Kingston trying to slide his way inside the cell. Come to the aid of his New Day brethren.
The Hurt Lock is in again on Xavier Woods.
A tap only helps you if your opponent lets go, and Bobby Lashley's not doing that.
So that was how Raw went off air last night. Kofi Kingston pleading with Bobby Lashley to let Xavier Woods go. Trapped in the Hurt Lock. Trapped inside Hell in a Cell. A match that Xavier Woods wanted to have in the opening segment. The cell was conveniently above the ring. So why not have a Hell in a Cell in the main event of Monday Night Raw? For the first time since the 90s, I believe 1998 was the last time we had a Hell in a Cell match on Monday Night Raw. If memory serves, it was Steve Austin and The Undertaker versus Kane and Mankind, or a combination of those. That was how that went down. Why, though? Why are we getting a Hell in a Cell match on Raw? We had a Hell in a Cell match on SmackDown on Friday. Rey Mysterio and Roman Reigns getting it done a little bit earlier than the pay-per-view itself. This comes back to a little bit of an issue between WWE and its television providers. So both Fox and NBC Universal, according to reports, have been unhappy with WWE, and it's the way that they are promoting the other channels and such. So, the prime reason, according to PW Insider, that we had Hell in a Cell matches on broadcast and cable television was giving WWE's TV partners something extra. Also, it was a way to grab fans' attention as the company builds towards the return of live crowds next month. Just sort of giving you that impression of, hey, anything can happen on the TV shows. Might get a Hell in a Cell match, maybe. So it's a little bit of support for the fans, and it's a little bit of almost like a bit of lip service once again for Fox and NBC. And more than ever, that lip service is really important because they are making so much money from these TV deals, which is why they've been able to carry on the way they've been able to carry on, because they're making more money on television now than I think they've made ever. So you do very much want to keep these guys sweet. A few other notes from Monday Night Raw. We had a brand new reveal of a brand new character for Nikki Cross. So Nikki Cross is now a superhero. She says after beating Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair, she's felt a spark inside her heart. And she's representing it with a superhero outfit now. This is part of a brand spanking new look for one Nikki Cross. She teamed with Alexa Bliss last night to qualify for the Money in the Bank ladder match, beating Shayna Baszler, who was teaming with Nia Jax. Also, last night on Monday Night Raw, we saw Riddle and Ricochet book their places in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Also, John Morrison's in there as well. Next week on Raw, we have a triple threat last chance match to determine another place in that Money in the Bank qualifier. Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and Drew McIntyre, all who ate losses this week, are going to compete in a triple threat next week to determine who gets into Monday, into the Money in the Bank ladder match from the Raw side of things. Also next week, we're getting a strap match between Jackson Ryker and Elias. It's been about a year and a bit since we've seen a strap match. I know you're buzzing to see the return of the strap match. I know we all are, aren't we? But looking ahead to Money in the Bank 2021, this is going to be WWE's first pay-per-view in front of fans outside of WrestleMania. Well, we've got a bit of a card set so far as well. We can reveal that the men's Money in the Bank match contains Ricochet, John Morrison, and Riddle. More to be announced on that side of things. The women's Money in the Bank ladder match, Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, and Nikki Cross have all qualified so far. The Raw Women's Championship is going to be defended with Rhea Ripley fighting Charlotte Flair again. They had that DQ that has led to this happening all over again. And the WWE title match was set for Money in the Bank as well. Bobby Lashley defending against Kofi Kingston. Drew McIntyre can no longer get a shot at the title whilst Bobby is champion. So Kofi's getting a go for it. And that goes down at Money in the Bank next month. More matches to be announced in the forthcoming weeks when we know more. You'll know more at cultaholic.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Taking a look at some other news from around wrestling, a huge first-time match set to happen for SummerSlam 2021. This comes from WrestleVotes, who say, along with Roman Reigns versus John Cena for SummerSlam, WWE is planning on stacking the SmackDown side with another major matchup. Sources saying that now we're looking at Seth Rollins versus Edge for the first time ever at SummerSlam. So Edge and Rollins, possibly Cena, Roman Reigns, looking like a good show for SummerSlam. What about Brock Lesnar? What's he up to? A little update on Brock Lesnar. There was some heavy speculation over the weekend that we were going to see Brock Lesnar make his return at the pay-per-view at Hell in a Cell. That didn't end up happening. Fightful give us an update post-Hell in a Cell. They say, in speaking with additional WWE sources throughout the night, it was said to be a poorly kept secret that WWE hopes to have Lesnar back, but that those close to Lesnar don't believe any real contact or movement has been made in that direction. We'll keep inquiring about his status. Aidan Gibbons, our news hound here at Cultaholic, says, it sounds like WWE reached out, but there's really not much going on there. We'll let you know when we know more about a potential return for Brock Lesnar in time for SummerSlam. Also, some news from, not so much from the Brock Lesnar camp, but certainly some new faces on WWE TV. Karrion Kross and Bronson Reed, respectively, the NXT champion and the NXT North American champion, made their main roster debuts this week in a very unusual way. Normally, when we talk about a roster call-up, it's something that bitterly disappoints us on the Raw and SmackDown side. That's slightly different this time. Karrion Kross and Bronson Reed are working matches on WWE Main Event this week. In the taping from yesterday, Kross beat Shelton Benjamin and Bronson Reed defeated Drew Gulak. You'll get to watch those matches on WWE Main Event on Thursday or Friday, depending where it is in your area. Main Event's a weird one to catch. It'll be on the network as well via Peacock. Interesting way of introducing these guys to the WWE fans. Maybe it's just a way of putting more eyes onto WWE Main Event. Or just some eyes onto Main Event. Staying with Main Event, the main event of Hell in a Cell, got a bit of criticism from fans. You may have seen how this went down. Not even so much the bit with the broken table. Drew McIntyre using a crash pad, and not so much even that. It was the fact that Bobby Lashley won with a roll-up upset quite a few fans, and MVP took some time out to reply to some of these fans on Twitter. And he just kicked off at quite a few of them. I've got a choice selection of some of MVP's fine words that he said to the fans on Twitter, in which anybody that was calling out the daftness of the finish got their fill from MVP. One guy here saying, stopped watching after CM Punk left. Came back to it 2 years ago. Some good moments, some bad. The whole interference thing gets ignored. I'm done. Already bad with Alexa's unexplained powers as is. To which MVP responds with, not as bad as your stupid haircut. So that's cool. Hey, stupid, says MVP. The contract that Drew signed was for the match to take place in Hell in a Cell, inside the cage. That's it. That was the stipulation. Hell in a Cell is no DQ. Good night. MVP obviously interfered in that match, and everybody got upset that there was a run-in during a Hell in a Cell match. Joey Black says, Vince doesn't know how to book his current roster. They don't feel special because Vince doesn't seem that way. Have you ever seen Brock beat someone in the main event with an effing roll-up? No, you have not. MVP responds with, so you're upset that an actual wrestler used a wrestling maneuver to pin his opponent. That makes sense. Most of you could use an MVP in your life, says MVP. Stop wasting your valuable time trying to explain anything to these simpletons. Their idiocy knows no bounds. Oh, he was on a wonderful roll, was MVP. Some good news from Mojo Rawley fans. We'll end on this. The trailer for Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins was recently released. Mojo Rawley is in the movie. In the opening seconds of the trailer, you see Mojo Rawley doing a fight scene with Snake Eyes, who's played by Henry Golding. Adam Pacitti's had a really rough weekend. You know, what with the whole staring down the barrel of Hell in a Smell 4. I think Mojo Rawley appearing in G.I. Joe's next movie, I think that might cheer him up. I might tell him later on. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Speaking of leader, Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Adam is back tonight on Twitch watching some classic British TV shows. Some game shows from times gone past. It's always a fun night with Leader, and you can join him on Twitch from 6 p.m. British summer time tonight. Also, this week on Twitch, tomorrow, Cultaholic FC make a return from Jack and Owen. And also, next week, well, tomorrow, I should say, Ross is back on Twitch as well in the afternoon. Check at Cultaholic on Twitter for an update on when we'll see Ross on Twitch. On the podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classics Raw Review this week is returning. We are recording the episode today. It will go out almost immediately afterwards. It's very much to the wire, this one, but it'll be myself and Justin Henry reflecting on a classic episode of Monday Night Raw. You'll hear it on the podcast feed. A brand new Desert Island Graps on Wednesday, featuring Giselle Shaw from Progress Wrestling, talking about her recent Best of Three series with Kanji and her plans to continue taking over the Brit Rest scene. Now 2021 seems to be the year that wrestling gets back up and running. And check out the YouTube channel throughout the day for the latest wrestling news right now. And if you missed it, check out the WTF moments, the fails from WWE Hell in a Cell 2021. Ross breaks down some of the more unusual moments from the show. The hand does get a mention. Don't worry, that's in there as well. Plus, check out 10 WWE draft afterthoughts who became gems. The draft makes some weird decisions. And with a draft on the horizon, we'll take a look at that one. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.